co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak, has criticised the Australian government's data retention laws, saying they're unethical. He's urged politicians to rethink the direction Australia is taking when it comes to data surveillance, warning it's a mistake to follow the practices of the United States. Mr. Wozniak has also warned about the dangers of artificial intelligence, saying it poses the biggest threat to humanity. He made the assessments while speaking at the World Business Forum, which has been taking place in Sydney over the past couple of days. Our reporter, Mandy Sammy, was there for AM.
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak made clear he supports digital privacy above all. Speaking at the World Business Forum, he gave advice directly to the Australian government about its data retention laws, saying he disapproves because they're unethical.
Pretty much Australia's going the same way as the United States, which I kind of disagree with, which is that they can monitor everything you do, and I'm against that. When I was brought up, our constitution gave us a place called a home, and your home could not be violated without court orders, warrants. They had to really suspect something to come into your home. It was your private area. And to me, I think my communication with my friends should be part of my private area that I own. That's been twisted in the United States, but Australia is following suit in exactly the same ways.
What would you say directly to the Australian government about that?
I would say the Australian government, there are a lot of examples that it hasn't been fruitful in uncovering terrorists, which is what it's proclaimed to be all about. And I don't think you should be able to look into my entire life. What if I had some sexual, deviance or something, some characteristic? What if I was just gay? Now you've got this on me, or some pictures that I've been looking at online, No, I don't think you should be snooping into my private life on the threat that, just to see if you might be a terrorist or had a communication with a terrorist. I wouldn't even know it. But no, I think there's other ways to fight that criminal battle.
Would you go as far as saying it's unethical?
It's unethical. Ethics usually means truth. And it's unethical in the sense that there's secrecy, there's peeping. What if I found out that my neighbor across the street, my best friend, that he'd had a little camera he was watching in my bedroom for 8 years? Would he be a friend anymore? Friends don't do that. That's lack of ethics.
Mr. Wozniak also spoke about what he describes as the most important thing for the future, artificial intelligence, or AI. He says all of the leaders of our time, with brains like Professor Stephen Hawking and Bill Gates, are talking about AI as the biggest threat to humanity. And he agrees.
Once machines have independent thought and can program themselves, that's the turning point. And computers will get to that stage. We're getting closer and closer where computers seem to be doing the things that we call thinking. Then we have to say, if the computers can really think for themselves and program themselves, they can make themselves better faster than we can. They can come up with solutions to the real world faster than we can, maybe. So I'm hoping the computers only reach our level, so we never have to say they're smarter and better than us. Because the outcome of that is like the movie show. It's usually pretty negative. For humans.
And that was Steve Wozniak from Apple there.